Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. I'm planning on editing this like immediately after we're done and just getting it up because I feel like people need as much VPR content on their ears immediately, don't you think?
Immediately. Like people are like, they're hungry for it.
Right. And with that being said, I have a little surprise for our listeners and for you right now. As I was getting set up for the pod, so first of all, Kix is not here. Kix does not really watch VPR like we do. So I said, you can go. And I'm going to bring Nora on to chat all things. We are literally exclusively going to chat about this explosive finale television, life-changing moment we had last night. But I was getting set up for the pod and I was like, you know, I think it's time I finally do something that I've been meaning to do for a long time. And that's this.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
Did you make a soundboard?
Also this.
No, baby.
It's Quad saying, no. No, baby.
That one needs a visual component.
Maybe it does. Maybe we'll eliminate that one. We also have this one.
You ate that.
I associate that with you.
This one I specifically really, really, really love, and it's niche, but I love it.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
I can see it in my eyes.
I know. This is another good one.
This is a potential mother.
That's so funny because the last time I was here, we complained about how people need to stop calling people mothers.
This is a potential mother.
And lastly, a classic, kind of like an OG. I feel like the first meme I ever made once we started Dumpster Dive.
Okay. Whatever that means.
So if you guys have any other quotes you'd like on the soundboard, the funny thing about this, I've had a soundboard since we started the podcast and I just never uploaded it. And I did this in what can only be described as approximately 5 minutes.
Oh my God. It's so good.
You're right though. I love you, Quad, but this one doesn't translate.
You know what's also funny about that clip?
What?
Is that the one where she has a giant Band-Aid on her face?
No, it's not.
No, that's a different clip where she has a giant Band-Aid on her.
Kendrick posts the one of her with the huge Band-Aid on her face. Which, I didn't know they made Band-Aids that big.
What was under that? Like a suture? What was that?
I don't remember. I mean, I binged Married to Medicine in such a fever dream that I don't really remember why that was there, but...
Was it literally during a fever dream, like during COVID?
No, it was actually right before COVID that I caught up.
Anyway, that's great. That
but we
is
are
amazing.
Here to talk about, you know, Tom and Raquel.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
This is going to be really obnoxious, what I'm about to do today. And we're also here to talk about Ariana.
This is a potential mother.
And whenever Tom Sandoval is like, I was gonna turn 40 and I had a spiritual awakening, hit that meanie button.
Whatever that means.
So stupid.
It's really stupid. Guys, this is gonna be a stupid one. I also wanted to put, I didn't have time to quickly find Pumptini, and I wanted to put that one on there. I have only one comment about the finale.
Okay.
We needed more James.
I know.
He was really only in that one scene, but I have to say, he really did his most chaotic behavior. He was like, I'm just going to call her.
Yeah. Hit that law roach.
You ate that.
He did. And when he was like, you, what did he say about Tom's dick? He was like, that 40-year-old
little
dirty
cocky cock.
Yes. His little cocky cock. I don't like picturing anything about Tom's little cocky cock.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
Okay, I'll take a pause on hitting the buttons. I'm sure people are losing it. No, but let's start from the top. I really want to, you know, we don't straight recap a lot here, but I feel that it's necessary here today. We open with what can only be described as maybe one of the best cold opens in television history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe it. It speaks to how fame hungry this cast is to film anything and everything, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking down to Ariana, but like they were like, yeah, come in to the house. They like know that it's their job. They're like, we're going to, yeah, come in, watch us scream at each other.
Well, I think what's really evident is that Ariana really did. And you watch What Happens Afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too.
Yeah. But what's really evident is that Ariana, when she says I was ride or die for you, like she really helped this man not look like a piece of shit for fucking years. Like he really got by on this television show by like, there were so many times people would be like, oh, I mean, Tom Sandoval is cringe, but there has to be something decent about him if like Ariana's with him, right? Like, right. And I love the fact that Ariana was like, this motherfucker, the only thing he cares about is looking like a good person on TV. And I think she was probably like, roll the fucking cameras. I'm going to kill him with my words.
Yeah.
And I want him to look like a piece of shit. So I feel like it was probably one of those moments where Ariana was like, this is what this show is for. And I'm going to humiliate him because that is, she knows that that's the only thing he cares about.
Yeah, no, his image is so important to him. Hence his frightening white grippers, as Danny Pellegrino calls them. Yeah, when she said to him, you got a little bit of money, you got a little bar, you got a little band.
You ate that.
I was like, chills.
Yeah.
She's imagine right. being. Because in the end, it really is only a, it's, do I want $1 million? Absolutely. But like, in the grand scheme of life, it's, there is more money to be had in the world than TV money for 10 years and then a bar that's failing and a band that does covers of Stacey's Mom all around the Midwest. Like you're not the celeb you think you are.
No. And when she was saying those things, right? Like imagine being so heartbroken, so humiliated, but still having the fucking the ability to come in,
yeah,
and like be fucking funny too. Like she's fucking ripping him apart and she knows that she is like making a moment out of this, and not in a way to be like, I'm gonna make a moment, but just to be like, I'm, you know, when Ariana says I'm smarter than you and prettier than you, all that it's true. She's so fucking smart. Like the thing she's saying makes sense. That's why Tom's always like, I just feel like you didn't respect me. No, you're insecure because you know she's better than you. That's all it is. So that, like, her ability to like, what we call that, a read him like that.
Oh, yeah,
incredible.
This is a potential mother.
I swear to God. When I started ranting about her, I saw the look on your face.
I have all my buttons written out. So I was like, okay, I think she's going to head into potential mother territory here. At the end of this podcast, all of the listeners, all they're going to say this.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
100%.
No, I know. But the way she was able to just like craft such, I mean, there are screenwriters, I mean, you know, stand up, we support the WGA, but there are screenwriters in this industry that wish they could put together the type of like monologue that she delivered.
Oh, God.
You know? That makes me sound like screeners don't do shit. I don't mean that. I mean, like, I just mean, like, she was able to just craft something on the top of her head that was so genius. Everything she was saying. Scathing.
Like, cutting. She cut him to where she knows it really hurts, and I love that.
And I hate how he's trying to make her look like it was her fault that they didn't break up. It's like, babe, when after you hit a certain like threshold of time, mm-hmm. breaking up isn't as easy as it is when you're like just being a bachelor and WeHo and you just fucking girls and be like, okay, I'm done. Like, you guys have built you've built kind of like your own mini little empire together. They have a book together.
Mm-hmm.
They have multiple business ventures. They share, I'm sure they share levels of financial stuff together with the bars mm-hmm. and the businesses, and they have a house, they have multiple animals, they're on a show.
Yeah.
Like, this is not something that just ends by like, I'm done, and then you just like go to sleep. It's like, no, if this is really happening, like you have to like talk about why this is happening. It just, there's more to it than that.
And yeah, absolutely.
And he is such a little stunted little kid in his mind, him and Schwartzy. They just think that they can just like get away with everything. And I think his breakdown, every time he starts crying, I don't think it's because he feels bad. I think it's because he didn't get away with his usual antics.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he says, when he's talking about what happened, he said, usually I would have deleted something like that.
Like, right. That's not, I'm like,
the defense that you think it is.
No.
Okay. Whatever that means.
No, but in the words of Nene, okay. First of all, and also, they didn't like spell out what was on his phone as much as I needed them to. For those that may not understand, he screen recorded them like jerking off together.
A wank. They were having a wank.
I'm like, you screen record? I mean, even if I was in a consensual like hookup scenario, I don't know that I want people like screen recording that. Did she know she was being screen recorded?
I don't know if she knew that, but I think that she tried to pull some shit right around that time. Like, there was like stories out that she was going to try to press charges and go like the, you know, the revenge, whatever, porn angle of this.
Yeah.
But I think that went nowhere. I think she was like just pulling at whatever straw she could. But even then, like, why screen record it? And then why keep, like, something about that tells me that, like, when Sandoval shares that or like saves it, he's not actually saving it for the Raquel content. He's saving it for the Sandoval content. You know what I mean? Like, he's looking at the tiny picture of himself at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, you're absolutely right. When he jerks off to that video, he looks at how hot he looks in the bottom little corner.
Yes.
Oh my God. I really can't with them.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
I can't. They are insufferable.
Just him walking around the house in his fucking red slippers, a ratty ass t-shirt, just strolling about like NBD.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, and I think there's another kind of like silent player in all of his troubles, and that is his, I'm not going to claim it as an addiction, but his dependency on alcohol is disturbing to
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah.
The way she kind of alluded to how they had to work hard on getting him to not drink for 5 days.
Yep.
That was frightening.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
5 days? Babe.
That's a problem.
Five days, girl.
I know. This is like a reminder that these people don't have like regular like lives, like, or normal jobs. Like, nobody, and we saw a little bit of this, right, in the end of the season when he was like, I want to get fucked up and go skinny dipping with you and like do shrooms and look at the sky. Like, he really is a stunted like loser. Like, all the things he used to say about Jax Taylor are 100% true about him too.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all, what did they do in the year 2005? Like, did the three of them do something insane? Is there a body buried somewhere. Like, what did they do where they're like, no, for life, bro, I'm gonna like cover for you for everything. I'm like, the stuff that they cover for each other is psychotic. Do men do that? I mean, I don't associate myself with too many straight men, especially ones that are like this. Like, all the straights that I know are partnered with like my beloved girlies that treat them like queens. So like, they're all really great guys, but
yeah,
I don't know like bro-y straights anymore, really.
Honestly, I'm thinking about it as you were saying, and I was like, I don't associate myself with bro-y straights either. The only two bros in my life are my actual brothers and then also the boys I gave birth to, but they're not really bros. Anyway, but like, I remember in college for sure, and there are definitely, you know, now I'm thinking about it, there are definitely people I know who are happily married now at this point in their life. Like, you know, they've got kids, whatever. But I knew these guys when they were dating their wives in college. And there's definitely some shit that has gone down that I'm like, I only know that because somebody else told me. And I know that your significant others do not know about this. Like the level of cheating, the level of
you've
like
told me about that. You've told me about one of these.
Have I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You told me about
we'll talk one about it offline.
We'll talk about it offline.
But, you know, I think that there's definitely stuff like that. There is. And I think that this now at this point in their life, like these guys that I'm thinking of, there are times when they've had like fights with each other or their wives don't get along, but they are stuck. Like they are thick as thieves. They are still friends. And I'm like, why? You guys don't even like each other, but it's because they know shit about each other like that. And it's just gross. Like, honestly, it becomes a little bit like sinister. Like it's a little bit like terrifying to think, what did Tom and Tom do that like they have each other's back like this? Honestly, I'm starting to wonder, like, I don't even think that Jax was the worst of them probably in the times that they were single, because Jax was just like fucking, like he was like audacious, like he was just like fucking like not even good at hiding it. But I think the fact that the Toms, but Sandoval specifically, has been so good at hiding who he really is all these years, it's fucking terrifying.
Well, yeah, I think there's something. Well, I just want to say, we're not qualifying Jax. Jax did some crazy, crazy shit. Like,
of course.
I'm not justifying his behavior and making it okay. But there's something about him owning fucking Faith next to an ailing woman that, like, he's like, it's crazy that he's just fine owning it. And he owns it, right?
Yeah.
But what's scary about Tom is he'll do anything but own it, which makes that feels like serial killer energy.
Yeah. You know? It's like, how bad was it that you can't even own the stuff that you've done? Can we talk about who else he's probably hooked up with?
Okay. So at first I thought it had to have been Billy Lee.
Yeah.
But then on Watch What Happens Live, Ariana was saying that it was not someone that Andy had met before.
Yes. And then Andy was like, is it a woman? And okay, I was like, Andy, Andrew, now, Joseph.
Let's talk Cohen. About, let please, can we talk about this? So Andy was essentially alluding to, was trying to get Ariana to say if it was Billy Lee or not. Mm-hmm. And then Andy says, is it a woman? Now, obviously Billy Lee is a woman, but yes. Andy is a old man, so
yes.
I think that he was making a really bad judgment call on his gender kind of thoughts.
Yeah, I was like, are you saying that trans women aren't women? Is that what you're saying, Andy? Let's go out with it. Let's say it. Say it out loud. You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, it made me very uncomfortable. I did not like that.
I did not like it.
And they scooted over it really quickly. But I think he'll probably be fine about it, because like there's so much going on in the headlines about what the craziness that was this episode. But I did not like that at all.
No, I did not like it. And now Miami Girl also.
So we get the big reveal that Miami Girl was in fact real, which I think we all kind of deduce. I had some, I did have a little bit of doubts about Miami Girl, and that was only that like I think that all parties were probably right in some form. Like, I think that he did fuck her, but I also think that Ariana and him weren't in the space where it mattered as much. But, like, how are you going to explain that on camera? Like, I think there was a lot of kind of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It was also a long time ago. And when people started caring about Miami Girl again, I was like, do we really care about this?
Yeah, nobody cares.
No. I was kind of just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so I'm not remembering the scenes exactly chronologically, but I would like to dive into I want to talk about Schwartz a little bit.
Oh, God.
So Schwartz, now he is essentially doing like the age old white man gets canceled like act.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, he's not getting canceled. That's not like, what are you getting canceled for? People are just being like, people are just trying to understand if you knew or not. And he's like crumbling. And him on camera with him, like when they first see each other on camera, it was gross to me. The way he was like, you fucked up, man. But then like he could tell he couldn't navigate whether he was supposed to acknowledge that he's known this whole time or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He tried to really be like, I told you, like, you should have done this sooner, man. I told you. But the thing that bothers me about Schwartz is that, like you said, a white man afraid of getting canceled shit. Like, he is not actually upset about what he did and who he aligned himself with or what his all that. He's only upset about the consequences of the actions that you actively participated in. Like, Ariana said the reason why she's not friends with Schwartz is because he actively participated in her downfall. And what's really scary is that he didn't just do that. He used his ex-wife, embarrassed her on national television, let this man abuse her verbally multiple times, let fucking Raquel abuse her multiple times, screamed at her, his ex-mother-in-law. Like, the level of beating that I feel like Schwartz deserves, I can't even explain it. And he is really trying to act like, like that fucking text he sent to Ariana being like, you should go and treat yourself and like go off the grid. Fuck you, my dude. Like, wait, what
I have that? I'm going to read it. I have it.
Read it to me. Okay. Read it to me.
So the text reads, one second, let me pull it up. The text reads, so that once again, this was shown on camera, which you know, think that Ariana got this and sent it right to production. It was like, please show this. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Morning, Ariana. Hopefully you are resting at least a little easier now.
You know what?
A little easier now? Then what?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Okay. Whatever that means.
I'm not here to make excuses for Tom or justify his actions. He confided in me and I told him what he needed to do. Sit you down and tell you everything out of respect for everything you guys have built together. I guess he was about to tell you and this all blew up and you got humiliated in the worst way possible. I'm not going to try to tell his story. You should jet set somewhere fabulous and just absolutely spoil yourself.
Okay.
Sheer decadence.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, next we have sheer decadence.
This is a potential mother.
What gay wrote sheer decadence down for him?
You ate that.
Turn your phone off. I hope you don't have too much ill will towards me. This whole situation is just effed. I don't want to kick my guy when he's down. I mean,
both of you poo-poo heads.
I can't. Yes. I can't. I don't want to kick my guy when he's down. I loved when Ariana was like, babe, he's up.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah. Please kick him.
Please kick away. I don't want to kick my guy when he's down, but my God, the amount of anxiety and backlash I'm getting because of his actions are insane. Anyways, just know I care about you and know you are going to be just fine.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
I would have said that when I got a text from him this long, because no way he can put more than two sentences together.
No. I mean, Or he, like, you know, snorted up and a bunch of coke and shot up some heroin to get the energy to write that, because that man is also just, I mean, the abuse, the substance abuse between the two Toms. My God.
Yeah. And also, how gross was the reveal that he jerked off at Schwartz's house? Like, he, like, I think he literally was like, hey, Raquel's horny, I'm going to go step in your bedroom and just, like, jerk off for a little bit. I bet you that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Or, like, even if he was in his bathroom. What kind of people go to other people's homes and have a wank?
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
That's who. No, I mean, it's, that was his, and his fragility. I mean, he literally is just, like, hanging on a thread by what people think about him somehow. Like, getting these comments about the restaurant. I'm like, Tom. And I tweeted this, which I'm not going to, I hate bringing jokes that I've put down other places here, but, like, when you put lobster corn dogs on your menu, that's when you should have been worried about your business, babe.
That was one of my favorite memes that you made.
Like, there is more than, I don't think one-star reviews are going to do what you think it's going to do. You should maybe look at how the business is actually doing in, like, the little strip mall you have it in.
Yeah. Yeah. What did James call it? A little shit bar and
that, what did he say? I can't remember. That needs to be on the soundboard.
Yeah, you got to work on it.
Also, we get this scene between Raquel and Tom.
How many people were scared?
Me too. I was really, really scared.
She was just smiling, and it was eerie. Were you haunted?
I honestly thought I was hallucinating. I made a meme about that too, but I really did. I was like, what am I watching? Like, there's so many things about that scene that were troubling to me. One, she's grinning ear to ear. She's thrilled. Okay. Secondly, and look, I will brush some of that off as, like, awkwardness, but, like, when he comes in and he's like, then they cheersed? They cheersed?
Cheers to what? Like,
cheers? What are we cheersing to? He said, cheers to both of us burning in hell or going to hell because that's what we deserve. Because he's trying to do the whole, like, oh, like, guys, trust me, nobody hates me more than I hate myself thing, which is fucking bullshit. But he's trying to do that. And the way Raquel is like, think we deserve to be in hell. Where should you be then? So they do that. There's the lighting. The lighting is crazy. It felt like I was a fucking
put
sir.
The galaxy lights away. I think the second those galaxy lights turn on, she turns into, like, Jekyll and Hyde. Like, something happens.
So scary.
She's frightening when those things are on.
And then he calls her Ariana by accident.
Disgusting.
He says something about his family loving her, and she says, I love you too. And he said, I said, they love you. So sad.
She is so pathetic.
And then they do this. The weirdest thing to me was you two carried on an affair for 7 months in this person's face while she was defending you in every possible situation. And you guys are now too shy and weirded out to kiss on camera. Go fuck yourself.
They can rot in hell, as Brittany would say.
Rot in hell.
Rot in hell.
You got to add that to the soundboard.
I can't. Well, Danny Pellegrino has that, so I'm going to let him keep that. Because Danny Pellegrino is what?
This is a potential mother.
That's right.
No, but that. And then for them to be like, she was never seen again.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I'm like, truly, okay. Who needs to see her again?
Yeah. And then I love that they're like, she was never heard from again. But I was like, I wish that they put in there, like, she wasn't heard from anyone. But then there was still a bunch of shit on the news about, like, revenge porn and restraining orders and right. Oh, in that meeting with Tom where she's like, he's like, let me look at your face, and she's like, yeah, it's pretty bad, and he's like, He's like, yeah, I mean, she said she punched you in that car. And she's like, yeah, she did. She punched me. Like, she did. Girl, that is lip liner. Okay.
Girl.
And that we got to talk about
literally Sheena. Nothing. Well, and then, okay, we got to talk about Sheena. So, first of all, you know, here in this home, we absolutely stand Sheena, okay? I've loved her forever and always.
This is a potential mother.
Sheena Marie Shea, whatever Brock's last name is. What's Brock's last name?
I don't know.
Davies. Sheena Marie Shea Davies is, she is a potential mother.
Sheena Marie Shea Davies is the craziest sentence, words pieced together. Did she keep Shea? Is she Shea Davies? Shea Davies, yeah, is crazy.
I don't know if she kept it, but I'm going to keep it.
I like how she's just accumulating the men she's married in her last days.
She should put like Penguin in there or like flat screen TV.
Yeah. Rob. Yes. Yes. Rob.
So when she, I love her so much. I've loved her from the beginning. I have always believed that she has a heart as good as gold. But when that woman is explaining the physics of nails and fists, I was like, oh, go ahead.
How many people were scared?
No.
Me too. I was really, really scared.
Oh, I was going to also say this.
Okay.
No.
Whatever that means.
It made sense.
No,
Tom.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Tom, this is I've got nails.
Yes. This is the appropriate response.
You ate that.
And I just like, and also she's tiny. She's tiny, guys. She's half of Raquel's size. And she's like 5'2".
I'm sure she did scratch her when she pushed her. Who cares? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I support. Sometimes, here's the thing, y'all. I don't think we need to teach people to lay hands on each other. But sometimes when someone does something really fucked up, you got to do what you got to do. Okay.
Sometimes you got to beat a bitch.
No, absolutely.
This is a potential mother.
Like, you just have to. You like, Sheena pushed her and she had so much, as she says, she had so much rage in her, you know?
Yeah. Sweet, sweet Sheena. We know what I love about Sheena, though. So yeah. Obviously this is devastating in every way, right? Because this is her best friend. This is Raquel, who she gave a home to. She literally let her live in her home. She's defended Raquel through and through. But one thing I love about Sheena Marie Shea Davies is that she will make a situation about herself in the most earnest way. Like, she's like, I can't believe this has happened to me with the restraining order. And she's saying that I beat her, whatever. Like, I just love that, like, the focus should be on Ariana. Mm-hmm. But I love that Sheena makes it a point to be like, and I also am suffering.
Right. Oh, completely. She can't not make things about herself. That's what makes her a great reality star, you know?
But she's also such a great person, because I'm jumping ahead, but that scene that where Tom goes to visit Sheena and Sheena is like, she just, again, lays it down for him. Like, okay, you can't keep saying that I tried to break up with her and I was afraid. First of all, him saying like, I was worried she was going to kill herself. Fuck you for using suicidal depression as some sort of a reason why, like, you can't break up with your girlfriend. You were so afraid that she was going to kill herself, so you humiliated her internationally. Like, are you fucking kidding me? But when Sheena says, it's our job to pick up the pieces the way that we are right now. Like, you need to be mature and you need to leave a relationship and we will gather around her and be there for her. But you didn't do that. And I love Sheena because she says, like, I'm sad because I miss my friend. I miss Tom Sandoval. Like, I unfortunately did listen to a couple of episodes of Shenanigans, and
don't be ashamed.
on one of the episodes she was talking about, like, how, you know, one thing about Sandoval is that he's always been there for, like, anything, like raising money for somebody, doing things like volunteering. Like, he's always done these really great big kind gestures, which always kept her thinking, like, he's not a bad person even when he gets into fights with people. Like, people don't really know the real Tom Sandoval. But I think the truth of the matter is the real Tom Sandoval is the person who, like, Lala and Katie all clocked, who we're seeing right now. But I love Sheena. And I love that Brock was like, you really put us in a pickle, mate. And then, like,
yeah, well, the final scene between Sheena and Tom was really it was kind of broke my heart in a lot of ways, because Sheena was Sheena really, since the beginning of the show, has been working her ass off. No one wanted to film with her for so long for no reason. Like, I don't really understand that. Like, she's never been like bad or petty or mean on the show. She's always just been like a nice girl who was associated with all these like crazy sociopaths. Granted, she has some like cheating behavior, of course. That's how the show all began.
Yes.
But you know, I don't know. It makes me sad when she was telling the story about like their first upfronts and no one wanted to be around her. And Sandoval was the only one who would be nice to her. And in hindsight, he probably just wanted to fuck her, but
probably,
you know, but, it's sad to see kind of like the way their friendship dissolved because of all this. And it was a very poignant way to end the season, but you know, we haven't spoken about one big thing. That was the return of Kristen Doty.
How many people were scared?
Me too. I was really, really scared.
It kind of fell flat, to be honest with you. Just like those little slides.
So flat.
I know.
It was just her flats slapping against the concrete, hot sun concrete in California in the Valley Village, just strolling in her like house clothes.
I know. It is crazy. To me, it does justify her return for her to decide to show up to filming for the first time in four years in slides from Amazon and like sweatpants. This woman gets to be on national television on probably one of the most watched episodes in Bravo history, and she decides to wear that? I'm sorry.
I think also, though, if she had dressed up, they would have been like, look at this bitch, you know?
Yeah. Can you imagine if she was wearing like a mini skirt, like in pumps, or if she, you know what I would have loved to seen her in is in her old sir dress.
Yes. Her handkerchief dress.
This is a potential mother.
I mean, it was a nice scene between her, between Ariana and Kristen. Like it was fine. Them doing a little like. Burning
in a Beyonce callback. I'm sorry. Very happy to hear ashes to ashes, dust to side chicks.
Yeah, it was great. Like her doing her witchy witch shit with Ariana. Lovely. Happy for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because she's been on Watch What Happens Live. She's been talking on her podcast every single week about the show, about the return, all this stuff. And I'm like, babe, you filmed for what? 2 hours in the afternoon on like a Tuesday? Like, I don't know.
Cast some spells, had a couple glasses of Savvy B, and then went home and kept binging whatever Netflix show she was watching. She could not have been bothered to be on TV for someone who's so fame hungry. Kind of makes me love her more. Like Stassi would have showed up in full glam, right?
Yes.
But Kristen 100% shows up in shambles, and it's just kind of fun to me in a way.
Yeah. The only thing missing was her stumbling over a piece of furniture. If we got that, I would have been like, baby, we're back, baby. Like,
I agree. I understand she's an awful person, has done some really fucked up things. And I'm not saying she is dissolved of that, but I do miss her chaos sometimes. Because she's chaos, pure chaos. Someone I don't miss at all, and I don't need her back in any form, is Stassi at all.
There's nothing for her here.
No.
No.
And
I
hope Stassi, she knows
Jax,
that.
Stassi, Jax, Brittany, I don't need them back.
Jax and Brittany I could handle in like a smaller kind of like presence, but I think Kristen would be fun in the mix again. Jax and Brittany would be fun if they showed up like on a vacation and then left or something like that, but...
Yeah,
we don't need them full time hanging. Someone else we didn't really get in this was Lala at all.
It's fine. She showed up in her fucking Send It to Daryl sweatshirt. I was like, relax, bitch.
Please take a deep breath. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The turnaround on that is freaky to me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, how many like, you know, child laborers had to die but in the Shein factory for you to make that, Lala?
You ate that.
You just dragged her. I love that.
Can we talk about Jamesy? Jamesy Wamesy?
Jamesy Wamesy. I love him so.
You know, I love James, but I'm so happy for Allie. She is so happy to be on TV. She's like, I can't believe this is my life. She's okay, so thrilled.
And I hear a lot of people not liking them together, thinking I like them together. And I think that they have kind of like a good little connection. I think she is dry enough where she doesn't give into his shit. She's like, please stop. And then just walks away.
Yeah. And she's very Ariana. Needs.
Yeah. Right.
She's like a baby Ariana.
But
yeah.
He doesn't need someone, because Raquel is a baby, right? Like a literal baby. This is a potential baby. That's what it is.
This is a potential toddler.
This is a potential baby. James needs to be the baby.
Yeah, James is the baby.
Which is why we love him. And I think that Allie is perfect, because she's like, shut the fuck up. Go away.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone.
Knock it off.
Like, they have such a fun rapport. I really like them together. I really like her.
I like Allie a lot.
I hate to say it. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop on it, but like, I really dig her. I think she's so fun and down and doesn't seem to be turning anything on for the cameras, which I appreciate.
Yeah, there's two moments that happened at the end of the last episode or in the last episode that really made me go, I think I love Allie, where she was like, so what's everybody wearing to fucking this something about her party? And he's like, I don't know, but Lisa's going to be there. So she very dryly goes, so a ball gown? And like, and then there's another moment at the something about her like sandwich tasting when she's like, yeah, I'm gonna be going with James to like support him, whatever. And then Lisa's like, to keep an eye on him. And she's like, nope, just gonna be going to support him. And I was like, oh yeah, go ahead, hit me with that. She's a potential mother.
This is a potential mother.
This is so fun. I've never had more fun, honestly, than pressing these goddamn buttons. Because I have a little, like, I feel like I work best when there's a lot going on. And I love that I'm having to both simultaneously have the conversation and figure out where these can fit into what we're saying.
Honestly, amazing producing.
Thank you
so much. The producer
for
this podcast.
Whoever the producer is for this podcast, all I have to say is this.
You ate that.
Okay. Can we talk about Tom going to Lisa's house and then having this dramatic moment where he looks like Dorit posing before Teddy's like workout class?
Wait, you're not wrong. He looked exactly like that. When he started hyperventilating, I'm like, babe. Yeah, I could see everything that was happening. I was like, your typical getaway with shit shtick is not working. And, you know, something about Lisa that bothers me a little bit is she always has this kind of like, boys will be boys mentality.
Oh, she's a massive misogynist.
And I'm like, boys will be boys. You're right. But that doesn't make it good.
Yeah, she's like, here comes Raquel, a beauty queen. I'm like, relax, Lisa.
Yeah, like, no.
You know what? That deserves a whatever that means, because it's stupid. It's like a dumb thing.
Whatever that means.
Truly.
So dumb. God, yeah. Lisa, you know, Lisa came in all like, I'm not going to hug you because you fucked up. And then at the end, she's like, you're not a bad person. You just did a bad thing. I'm like, no, he's a bad person who regularly does bad things, Lisa. Let's not.
Yeah, we're not, especially we're at this point, you're so early on in hearing all of the shenanigans that I don't think you're in the place to say that he's not a bad person yet. Like, I don't think you've heard yet that they fucked in the car and then he didn't have his keys and Ariana had to let him in while she was upstairs sobbing about her beloved dog passing away.
Yeah,
I think that's some bad people moves right there.
Yeah, and then he went into the house and washed Raquel's pussy juice off of his dick.
You ate that.
No, I'm saying he ate her pussy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I hate him. Have you seen the clips of people like losing their mind over him at his concerts?
Yeah.
Like, he's pubescent children.
No, and this is what I have to say to that.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
If he came on stage stripping down to his skeletal body and singing Stacey's Mom and inserting words from VPR, I'm like, this is weird. Like, I don't, why are y'all throwing your bodies on him? He is so unattractive to me and sweaty and
A worm with a mustache.
A worm with a mustache.
Add that to the board, please.
He is a worm with a mustache. I need to add a worm with a mustache. You're right. Well, any final thoughts on the episode? Like the VPR episode itself?
No, it was just a thrilling night of television. James, I called you James. Tom.
It's okay. I like that. Thank you. You can call me James again.
I've never been happier.
I agree.
This is terrible, but I've never been happier. My husband asked me this morning. He was like, so how was your night of reality TV watching? And I was like, I don't know where to start with you, but it's just amazing. Like, she's got deals with Macy's and like fucking like Uber. And he was like, deals for what? And I was like, for being her. Get out of my office, please.
See, Brian watched it with me last night. Like, he was like in bed and he was like, wait, is this the episode? And then he was like, he was glued to the TV. He was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, but I just can't. He's like, I just think they're disgusting. I'm like, yeah, I know. Well, that's the point, stupid.
I hate when people say that because I'm like, okay.
Should I divorce him?
No. He's a good guy. Not a bad douchey boys will be boys guy.
No.
So then Ariana was on Watch What Happens Live. It was pretty good. I mean, she didn't. The only big reveal was she confirmed the Miami girl, knowing that they fucked. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was the biggest takeaway, and that she and the alluding to the other relationship. So, yeah. And Andy says that does come out in the reunion, the Miami girl fucking, which I honestly think is going to land not as explosive as they wanted it to be. I don't know. To me, it's not that everyone's like, right. Okay.
You know? But I think there's going to be more stuff that comes out about it. Not about Miami Girl, but just like about their relationship as a whole, because like, you know, Jax every single season would always be like, what's going on with like your relationship? Like, I don't think Ariana likes you. Like, what's the deal? What's the deal? And again, Ariana had this pact with this man of like, I'm not going to embarrass you. Like, we're always going to be solid on the show. We're not going to be like those other couples.
Right.
We're going to stick it out. And I think she probably spent a lot of time protecting him. But I hope that at the reunion, way more stuff comes out about all the things that she did to make sure that he didn't get embarrassed on television. I honestly think it'll keep
coming out on the next season, too, because you know that. I'm positive that she'll at least stay on, and we're not done hearing about this story.
No.
More is going to unfold, and, you know, I have one final thing to say to Ariana.
This is a potential mother.
And she did what?
You ate that.
Yeah! She looked so good at the Watch What Happens Live.
So good, so good. I love her so much. So, yeah. Well... That kind of wraps up our VPR chat. Thanks for hopping on for emergency recording.
Of course, I'm sweating from laughing.
Same, honestly. well, next week, we will be diving back into our throwback episodes, and we will be chatting about Flavor of Love, Season 1, Episode 1. So you can watch that. I believe it's on YouTube. It's also on Freevee. Those are both free ways to watch. It's on Hulu. Please watch it. I love Flav so much, and it's a great, great little app. And we have a great comedian on to chat with us about it. I'll let you all see who that is when the app comes out next week. But thank you all for listening, and make sure to follow Noor at The Reality Is Pod on Instagram. Rate, review her podcast, our podcast, all the good stuff. Did I miss anything, Noor?
No, that's it. That's all I have going on. I'm also going to be releasing a Vanderpump Rules emergency app later tonight.
Well, great.
Oh, and also, if you're listening to this and you've got thoughts, send me some voice notes on Instagram, and I'll try to get those on the episode if you hear that in time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, they might, honestly, because I'm going to post this in like an hour.
I can't wait.
And also, guys, the soundboard is here to stay. So if there are things that you hate about it, don't DM me. And then if there are things that you want added to it, please let me know. I've had a blast pressing buttons.
I've never felt more alive.
And I just want to end on one final thing. My final thought on Tom and Raquel.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod. And on TikTok at Two Dumpster Divas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.